feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to the Time Tunnel. With Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
It's Friday night.
Somebody's
turns me on.
Looking right.
pure energy. Pure energy. Pure energy. Pure energy. Pure energy. Pure energy.
Station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back.
Michael Jackson in Get On The Floor. Friday night at 10:12, a good evening. And you are in Two at a Time, Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, dance, and funk from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight at WMFO Medford, Boston.
With just a touch of love.
Send my
91.5 WMFO and Slave and Just a Touch of Love. Man, it's getting nasty out there. A little wind's coming up there. A little rain, snow. It's getting wet out there. By the way, did I mention that John Pierce was here tonight? Did anybody say that? Am I clapping? Let me say that again. Hold on. Let me turn this up. Did I mention that John Pierce was here tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. I didn't know if you heard me the first time. All right. Settle down.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford.
91.5 WMFO in the classic Monster Dance Jam from back in the day, Earth, Wind, and Fire in a Boogie Wonderland. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to please rise up to your feet, please, and put your hands together. Welcome once again back to the studios, out of jail, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, Boston Stone John Pierce, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, man. Chase, man. Hey, would you mind, putting some clothes on, brother?
Man, they love you, man.
Yeah.
They love you, man.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, brother. You look good. I mean, life's been treating you well. I mean, things been going well. I've been hearing a lot of good things about you. I haven't heard anything bad about you, but I've been hearing a lot of good things about you.
Yeah.
One of the best things I heard about you is you're a grandfather now.
Yeah, grandfather. Happy grandfather.
Hold on. Let's get that back up again. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
A baby boy or was it a baby girl?
Baby girl.
Okay.
Yeah. We call her Little Bruce Jenner. No. They think it's a girl.
Oh, man. Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
I saw the picture, but I couldn't tell. I said, I'll wait until.
It's
too.
Millie. Millie. She's cute.
Beautiful little girl. Beautiful little girl.
Yeah, I drove down to Pittsburgh and went and visited her. And it wasn't bad. I mean, I only got pulled over 4 times on the way down and 3 times on the way back. They thought the car was on fire with the smoke coming out of it, but it was the bad exhaust. That's all.
That's all that was?
Yeah, that's all that was.
Okay. I know we got a lot of stuff to talk about. we were talking off air. I don't know if we can talk about that stuff, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Oh, we do.
We got to talk about Donald. We got to talk about Whitey.
Yes.
We got to talk about. I got a problem with street. I thought of something about making some extra money because I told you I'm doing some Uber, but I thought of another way to make a little extra money.
How's
that's
that?
Genius. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you.
I'm
going to tell you about that. And it was something else that I wanted to talk to you about. I don't know if we can. Can we mention the Frankie thing on there? Can we talk about that?
Frankie? What did he do?
Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
All right. We'll fill you in after that.
All right.
We'll fill you in after the break. All right. Hold on for a second.
All right.
We'll be right back with John Pierce at the time title on
WMFO 91.5, Medford and Boston.
My man. 91.5 WMFO and Patrice Rushen and Forget Me Nots. I forgot to mention that we're going to do the shout-outs at about, how about 10 more minutes? So you get your shout-ins right now at 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Or, of course, you can hit me up on our Facebook in the inbox, and we'll get you on, all right? Shout-out to John Pierce coming on the other side of this one. Thank you.
feel in it. Take it to the top. Stop. Step down in it. Put your foot where you feel with it. Take it to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit. Put your heel where you feel in it.
WMFO. I understand the sound. Why my voice sound so far back? Is like, I'm sitting as close as I can. Is this the mic? Is it me? Or can you hear me? Or what's going on? That's
a lot of help, John.
I know.
Really.
He's just moving his lips. He's not saying anything. Like he can't hear me. That's like, all right, there it is. I got it. All right. We're just going to turn the volume up a little bit. Brothers Johnson and Stomp. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
All right, let's get through some shout outs. I know you got a lot of stuff to go out. A lot of stuff for people to talk to, a lot of things to go. So let's, why don't you, start it off, Johnny.
Well, I'd like to start out and say hi to Mike and Tina and Doc and Fitz down in Hingham.
Stupid, there's no way to go through life, son.
Teddy, Kim, Wheelie Man, and an old buddy of mine, Roger Carr. He's the pike master now. He's a pike fisherman, I guess.
He's the pipe master?
Pike.
Oh, a pike.
Yeah, he's a fisherman, you know.
I thought you said pike.
Yeah, he's a pike, all right. But we used to drive ice cream trucks. You know what? When we got out of high school, but that's when I learned why they call it the good humor truck.
What's that?
Because everybody was in good humor after they smoked. Did I say smoke? I meant ate my ice cream that I sold off the truck. It was a great time. And then one more shout out to my buddy Dickie Skins down at Sick Pump Entertainment. He's got a couple projects coming up. I'll keep you filled in as they come out.
Dickie Skins.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Did we say? I was laughing about it. Did we say hi to Mike?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. Because you told me not to bust his ball.
That's right. Don't break his ball. Okay. Come on, Chase.
Mike, you put me up to that, man. I'm sorry, man. He put me up to that.
No,
Mike.
I did not.
All right. Send my shout outs. Shout out to my girl Reedy. I guess there's some bad bad WD dancing going on in the living room, I guess.
Really?
Over at my house. Yeah. I guess so. So I'm gonna stay out of that. Shout out to Little Roscoe. Shout out to my man Old School Steve. Hey, he just checked in from Austin.
Really?
He was in Austin, checking in from Austin. He said, you guys sound great over there. Sound loud and clear coming in Austin.
Wow, you mean we go more than two blocks?
I guess so.
All right. That's awesome. Two listeners.
Shout out to my man Danny Martinetti. He checked in with me this afternoon. You can check his show out, The Lounge, on Thursday nights right here at WMFO between the hours of 8 and 10. Shout out to the Get, yep. Paulie B and the lovely
Paulie.
Tina Marie.
Tina.
You can check them out on Fridays between the hours of 3 and 5 right here at WMFO. Also, got to send a big shout out to my man Dave down at Helen's Roast Beef down the street down here in Boston Ave. Best roast beef sandwich. I'm telling you, I thought Mike's over in is it Lynn? Is Mike's in Lynn?
I don't know.
I thought Mike's had the best roast beef. This guy, I'm telling you, knocks it out the park.
That's right, because it's free for dish jockeys.
Anyway, I paid my cash. I gave him money for my sandwich. Anyway, shout out to Dave. Dave, it was the best roast beef sandwich I ever had. And speaking of food, shout out to Sylvia's. I had lunch there this afternoon because I told you I've been in town since about 7:30 this morning.
Yeah,
so
wow.
I've been eating all over the place. But shout out to Sylvia. Thank you, baby. And I guess a shout out to my man Mark down at ATL, bro. Shout out to Uncle UJ out in California. Shout out to my man Mike down at Mystic Mobile doing his thing down there. And shout out to Karen and Sheila from Medford. Shout out to The Hill. Have I ever taken you up there?
Where?
Up to The Hill. Have I ever taken you up there to meet those guys?
No.
Is that the place,
like, it's like a rest area up there for men, right?
No.
Oh.
Hey, guys, don't come down here, please. Please don't come down here. He's just kidding. Please don't come down. Yeah, if you have nothing to do next week or the next 3 or 4 days, we'll go up there and hang out with those guys for a couple hours.
Sounds good to me.
You're going to put aside at least a week.
All right.
It took me about 3 or 4 days just to get back on my feet and then a couple other days to clear my head. So,
nice.
Yeah, I'm not going back up there again. But anyway, that's going to do it for my shout-outs. The twins, definitely not. No.
What's that?
You missed them. They were here last week, the twins. They're back.
They are?
This is the last semester. This is it. They're done. They're gone after this.
Oh, my God. Why?
That's it. We're graduating.
Oh.
All right. What we're saying, from here, we got to talk about, when we come back, we got to speak about hands. You know what I'm talking about? Hands.
Oh, yeah. He's a handy fellow.
Yeah. We could use that in two references. We could use that in the Whitey Bulger reference, and we could also use that in the Donald Trump reference.
Yes.
He talked about his hand. We'll talk about that,
couple of handy men.
Yeah, we got to bring that up, too. All right. You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, hanging out with my man,
John Pierce,
on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
What you think? What you feel now? What you- face all over the place.
We're online 24-7, 24-7
at WMFO.org.
91.5 WMFO and Jeanne and Hey Mr. DJ. That's the remix version, John, by the way.
Nice.
I like that, huh?
I do, too.
Oh, man. It's not well,
so what have you been... I know you've been trying to make some extra money on the side. You failed miserably at selling your body because I know you'd be starving to death. But what have you been going here? I hear you've been doing stuff.
No. I try to make a little coin inside while I'm waiting for these big movie deals to come in.
Oh, yeah. You mean the supposed movie
deals. Yeah, right, those. Okay. Yeah, so... I've been driving around doing some stuff, and I've been seeing, those poor bastards, the guys out in the middle of the street, when the cars stop, and they're walking up and down, with the cars, with the sign. Like, I feel bad for the vets, the vets, because some of these guys are legitimately out there, and they don't have, they have nothing,
Right.
But then again, you hear these stories about these guys, then they walk off the curb and go around the corner, and they get in their Lexus, you know, and then drive home. You know what I mean? So, I try to, the guys, the war veterans, those guys, I try to, if I see something, I try to give them a little something. But the other guys, because you never know, so I might give them a match or a pencil or a receipt, something they can read, because if you give them money, they just spend it.
Right.
So, like, I'll give them a map, like a used map or something they can read while they're sitting there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're the man.
So I was thinking, but it gave me an idea. I have needs in my life. I have stuff in my life that I have to get done. I have things in my life that are important to me, just like they're out there doing their new thing. So this is what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Staples and have some billboard signs professionally made up. All right? Yeah. Let's see. One of them is going to say, Green's fees went up at the course. Got to raise 20 grand. Right? Then the other one, maybe I'll put some sign like upgrading to a 44-footer. And of course, I wear a suit. I look professional. I look professional.
Yeah.
And I'll have like somebody like beside me, like holding a bucket.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that might work.
Especially if you get a little monkey there with a bucket. They're cute.
Monkeys are cute. Yeah. But come up with a couple of signs. Some inventive things like the S class. I want to move up to the S class. I need some gas money.
Why not? Hey, it's worth a try.
It's worth something. You got to do something. You got to go out and branch and do stuff.
Now, speaking of the monkey in the branch,
yes.
I think Frankie told me that if you and a monkey were up in a tree, what would they call you? The assistant branch manager. Okay.
Whatever. Where's my commercial?
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
So do your share, John.
I do.
Yes. Matter of fact, somebody else was supposed to be here tonight.
Big time by PPDD.
We're going to have to call her. She's probably... If you're listening, call us here. We have one to ask you a couple questions. Because you've posted on Facebook, right?
She did.
She said she was coming by.
Yeah, yeah.
She said she was coming by. And then she texted me back later and said, never mind. I'm just going to call in.
Oh, God. Well, so, right. You know what? Well, here I am. I put fresh... underwear on. I had nice smelly cologne.
Oh my God. You're listening to 91.5. You're listening to 91.5 The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, hanging with my man John Pierce. We got another hour of complete insanity going on, so keep it where you got it. 91.5. 91.5 WMFO with Gladys Knight in the Pips and Taste That Bitter Love.
Hey, that was a good one. Hey, man, is that the phone ringing
that
over there?
It is the phone. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me see what this is. Who's on my phone?
Frankie.
Wait, hold on. Let me turn that down. Who's this?
Frankie.
Frankie Abagallo!
Frankie!
Yeah.
Frankie.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Frank? Hold on, let me turn the music down. Frankie's on the phone, man. We got to turn the music down.
Yeah.
Let me turn everything down, man. Frank's on the phone.
Yeah, doing great. You guys, I'm enjoying the stories and the music. Fantastic.
Oh, so you've been listening?
yeah, I've been listening.
So you know who's on the show with me then?
Yeah, Big John Pierce.
Oh! Oh! Chase wanted me to make fun of you, but I won't, Frankie. I refuse.
I want to
congratulate John Pierce becoming a grandfather.
Well, thanks, Frankie.
That's fantastic, and you know, that's good. Enjoy it, and I hope you're doing well. I haven't seen you in a while, but I'll see you in the next couple of weeks. I'll see you.
You bet.
So, Oh yeah. He looks beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks real good, Frank.
I saw the picture.
Frankie,
how's everything?
All right, knock that off. Frankie, how you doing?
Well, good, great.
I've seen you post some new pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of things. I'm going to do a couple of movies pretty soon. Okay. And,